family members retrieve remains of a child buried under the mud in Nyamakumbi village. The body of a 9-year-old girl will be laid to rest close to what was once her home.
We have been looking for my daughter. I'm sad, but I'm glad I found her, and I'll bury her decently.
The community here is still in shock. People are trying to salvage whatever they can from the wreckage. Others are looking for the missing relatives. Government officials brought aid, but the needs are too many. They came with coffins, food, and some cash. The displaced are living rough on hills and in neighboring villages, but even that is not safe.
Over 5,000 homes have been swept away, and only 200 houses are left. Even if we share what we have, how can we fit? We are living in fear because it's still raining.
It's hard to imagine that just a few days ago, homes stood here. The market was alive and thriving. Children were returning home from school.
The water came down the hills and it came with so much force, many people could not save themselves.
The stream water came down with huge rocks and trees after it burst its banks. Justine shows us where her home was located. She managed to escape with her children. Some family members were not so lucky.
When we saw the water, we ran. It was very scary. It's very sad that I will not see my relatives, neighbors, and my friends again.
Nearly everyone in this village is grieving, but they're also trying to survive day by day. Catherine Soy, Kalehe Territory, Democratic Republic of Congo.
Time for a short break here in Al Jazeera.